All right, hello, sort of audio boo, sort of audacity, because I've tried to make this audio boo before, and my back button, I have a keyboard back button, which I haven't ripped off my keyboard yet, but it exists, and it's there, and it caused me to lose my first 5-minute audio boo. So this is about chat. Okay, so I watch... There's this website called Ustream, and I think it's a ustream.tv, I guess, but you set up a webcam and you set up some sort of audio feed. It can be music or something. It could be actual voice and like from a normal camera, and you can stream whatever you want. There are probably restrictions, but anywhere from, you know, 2 to 400 people can come and watch whatever you're streaming, and it's an interesting way to... It's sort of a broadcast, you know, so it's one kind of one-sided, but you get that instant feedback because the broadcasters can be in the same kind of chat room with the 400 other people watching it. So I've been watching Jeff, I'm going to say his name wrong, Jeff Jocks, do his comic, Questionable Content. He does a stream every once in a while, more often than not, but he puts on a stream of indie music and people chat, and it's the same group of people every once in a while, and I recently found out that it was based on IRC, Internet Relay Chat, and it's just really strange to see this internet, this IRC thing pop up in my life since, you know, 1997, over and over again in different ways. And so when I got into it, you know, it's just a giant chat protocol, so it's not even just a network, but there's tons of networks, and there are tons of people on it all the time, and you could go into a chat room like the politics chat room, and there's always someone there with a really strong opinion. There's always somebody else there with the opposite strong opinion, and they always fight about it and say ridiculous things. And there are just so many different types of people that gather in these chat rooms, and it's kind of big. There's a big internet underground. There's a bunch of hackers that use it, and there are a bunch of sysadmins that use it, and the Linux kernel developer has a chat and on IRC, and it's just, you know, it's a really simple and basic way to actually communicate prior to the existence of social networking. So my involvement in this was, you know, somewhat shady, but the people I had met, you know, introduced me to all this kind of different kinds of music and different kinds of, you know, the ways of thinking and all of the computer stuff. And it's really, you know, shaped my ability to be a technical developer of software and things like that. So, I wouldn't give it away for the world, but it's just an interesting concept that this pure chat thing can be hooked into other activities. You'll have you know, video broadcasting or art with chat, and you'll have video games with chat, and you'll have like LimeWire and Napster were music sharing programs that had a huge chat component. And God, there were so many of them. There's WinMX and SoulSeek, and it's just scary. They just kept popping up. But and now they have, you know, giant chat rooms in BattleNet on for StarCraft, and World of Warcraft is, you know, one giant chat room, but, you know, we pick activities and we throw chat on them. And IRC used to be, you know, that was it. It was just chat. But now we're seeing Twitter and, you know, Facebook, sort of. And chat, you know, as its concept is just social communication is coming back. And it's just really interesting to think back of all the things that I had, the activities that had chat thrown onto them. And I think that's it. So until next time, children.